One of the issues that got a lot of attention as the session was winding down was one that will shift the cost of school desegregation funding from the state to counties. Pima County expects that to lead to a property tax increase for homeowners. Joining me to talk about that and other issues from the recently ended legislative session is Tucson Mayor Jonathan Rothschild. And Mayor Rothschild, overall, let's start with, how would you say this year's session was for your city?
Well, Mark, we have a saying down here about the state legislature. It comes from Fiddler on the Roof, which is God bless the legislature and keep them far away from us. And this year, for the most part, that occurred. So the good, which sometimes the good occurs by defeating bills, there was a bill to exempt a number of digital goods from taxation. And of course, for cities that struggle with sales tax and the changeover to online purchasing, that would have been disastrous. It would have been disastrous for the state. I think we estimated that had the bill passed, there would have been about $120 million in state losses, but $48 million to local governments. Another victory was the defeat of the home-based businesses bill. One of the things that cities, all cities, can continue to do is regulate what their neighborhoods look like. And this was a bill that would have taken away a lot of that authority. And thank goodness that was defeated. On the downside, Maricopa County and Pima County Community Colleges, Pima Community Colleges and Maricopa Community Colleges, continued to get zero state funding. And our Pima Community College is really essential to our job training and workforce development programs. Probably the biggest hit this year for Tucson, and it seems like every year there's one, was the movement or the reallocation of the desegregation money from the state back to the local level. We're still in the process of doing an analysis of what the impact of that is.
This was a provision that was in the K-12 education budget bill. Yep. That also included the pay raise for teachers.
Yep.
How significant do you think this will be for homeowners in Tucson? Obviously, there's a range, as you mentioned. I mean, is this a really, really big deal for Tucson homeowners?
Well, on that high end, it particularly is. The other big impact about it is we know that at least 3,200 employees of TUSD live within the TUSD limits. And so that pay raise they just got looks like it's been significantly taken away.
Have you gotten any kind of explanation from Pima County legislators as to why this was a priority? I mean, we've heard arguments about this being a fairness issue, that, you know, residents of other counties shouldn't be subsidizing what's happening in Pima County. What have you heard about why this happened?
Well, from Pima County legislators, for the most part, they opposed it, at least the ones who are in the area of TUSD. You know, I've heard the fairness argument. But the fact of the matter is we also have a legislature that draws a very broad definition of what matters of statewide concern are. In Tucson, we've seen that putting guns that were seized from convicted criminals and putting those guns back on the street is apparently a matter of statewide concern. We've seen that how local elections run are a matter of statewide concern. But apparently the matter of desegregation of our schools is not now a matter of statewide concern. And apparently it's a matter that the burden must lay at the local level. I don't think that's right. I appreciate that in moving our teacher salaries up, that the legislature was trying to do that without raising taxes, but they essentially did that here in Tucson.
Does Tucson have any recourse here? I mean, do you anticipate the city suing the state over this provision or taking any other kind of action?
Yeah, I don't know that it's a city cause of action. I know that people are looking at that to see whether there are possibilities. I know that at one point the legislature had found a way to exempt everything, every district but TUSD, from this, and that would have been a pretty easy litigation because you cannot pass special legislation that only affects one entity. But they did change that, so each school district, I think there's seven or eight in the state that still have desegregation orders, although the principal amount of money is here in TUSD. It's the largest district affected. They made it so that all of the districts are affected, so that's not on the line. I know it's being looked at. My guess is that if somebody finds the appropriate course of action, it'll be an action brought by the school district or probably a taxpayer lawsuit. I think the city of Tucson would join as an amicus because of the things I talked to you about. I mean, it really does disproportionately affect our ability to attract people to live in the city and to bring businesses to the city.
That's Tucson Mayor Jonathan Rothschild. Mr. Mayor, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling.